You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy, baby. We're getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling, making the walls shake like an earthquake. The jukebox blowing a fuse with that sweet, sweet rhythm and blues. I'm your Rockola jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my record machine and ready to spin another solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. The records that inspired Elvis and Carl Perkins, the Beatles, the Kinks, the Stones, and the rock and roll that would follow. It's post-World War II rhythm and blues with a theme, baby. The theme is rhythm and booze and wine, 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 as we raise our glasses and make a toast to the host who can boast of having a great 78 RPM record collection. That's me, baby. So for the next hour, it's nothing but songs about wine. Now, Rosie's Juke Joint isn't really known for the wine. We mostly serve whiskey here. But when Miss Rosie does pour some wine, she's pouring it from a box, baby. Oh, and I think we have a couple of bottles of Pinot Noir that are stored under the bar. That's when Miss Rosie brings out the good stuff. But this week we'll be throwing back some wine spudiotti, a little bit of cherry wine, maybe a little white port. And you know, baby, if things get really crazy, I gotta pull out the alligator wine. Oh, and don't forget the cucamonga wine. I think we can also dig up some Manischewitz as well. Let's start the show with a concoction that everybody knows. Wine spudiotti. What is wine spudiotti? Well, baby, it's a shot of port, followed by a shot of whiskey, followed by another shot of port. You see, that velvet wine on either side protects you from that bad, bad whiskey. Now, Styx McGee wrote the tune and first recorded it for the Harlem label. Then he re-recorded it for Atlantic, and it was a big number two hit in the early spring of 1949. Now, since that version gets played all the time, I'd like to play another hit version of Drinking Wine Spudiotti. This one by Mr. Blues, Wynonie Harris. It hit number four on the rhythm and blues lists during May of 1949, spinning off the King label and holding stable on my rickety old jukebox turntable, Wynonie Harris, kicking off the show with Drinking Wine Spudiotti. Oh, baby, pass that bottle to me. Ooh.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all of them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess to their delight. And when they get high, they start singing all night, drinking wine spudiotti, drink wine. Wine spudiotti, drink wine. Wine spudiotti, drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess to their delight. And when it gets rough, they start fighting all night, knocking down windows and kicking down doors, drinking by the gallons and screaming for more. Drinking wine spudiotti, drink wine. Wine spudiotti, drink wine. Wine spudiotti, drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Look out! Drink that mess! Put that bottle down, Rip! Give old Papa a little thing. Sweet Lucy! If you want to get along in some strange town, buy some wine and pass it around. All of them cats will think you fine. All of them cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine, spudiotti, drink wine.
Wine,
spudiotti, drink wine.
Wine,
spudiotti, drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. I've got a nickel, if you got a dime, let's get together and buy some wine. Some by the fifth, some by the quart. When you buy blackberry, you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, spudiotti, drink wine.
Wine. wine, for the old drink wine.
Wine,
for the old drink wine. Give that bottle to me. Hi, hi, hi.
Just a wine, oh, love my wine. Make it matter, chef, as ever, doggone time. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. 'Cause when I drink it, I feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time. Drink wine to keep the feeling sad. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. 'Cause when I get it, I feel so doggone fine. Took her off her crutch. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. 'Cause when I get it, I feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Well, when I get it,
wine, 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 Mr. Floyd Dixon. And that one got a lot of jukebox plays because it was the flip side of Call Operator 210, which itself soared to number 4 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. Floyd recorded a few great drinking songs, and that was one of them, as we feature Wine, Wine, Wine this week on the Juke in the Back. It's the first part of my Rhythm and Booze series, which I'm going to drop in on from time to time whenever we need a little drink. Up next, we're going to hear a few records about what happens when you maybe get a little too involved in the wine scene, if you know what I mean. People may start to label you derogatory terms like wino. But could a wino actually be cool? Well, the Lamplighters tell you that if he's a bebop wino, he's all right. Now, the Lamplighters weren't very well known during their time. They're better remembered today because they eventually evolved into the Sharps, which is the group that backed up Thurston Harris in 1957 for Little Bitty Pretty One and several records he had for Aladdin. But back in the early 1950s, they hailed from Los Angeles and were signed to Federal Records, the subsidiary of King. This one was issued on Federal in 1953 and fits right into this week's Juke in the Back theme on wine. Here are the Lamplighters with Bebop Wino.
He's just a bebop wino. Just a bebop wino. Just a bebop wino. Now he's serving time.
Walking down Main Street. Mind my business. Lord.
What a fantabulous instrumental from one of the most underrated band leaders of the 1940s and 50s, Mr. Jack McVay, great saxophone player and band leader. He recorded that song twice, actually. It first appeared in 1946 on Black and White Records. On Black and White, he also scored Open the Door, Richard. But during the early 1950s, he recorded a couple of tunes for his friend Jake Porter's label, Combo Records, out of Los Angeles, and that was one of them, a reworking of Wino. It's more upbeat, more punchy, more ready for the rock and roll generation. And it fits into this week's theme on wine, wine, wine. That's right, cats and kittens, it's rhythm and booze this week on The Juke in the Back. Up next, the greatest blues shouter of all time, joined up once again by the king of the 88s, Pete Johnson. Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson had come up together in the Kansas City scene, and they first began recording together in 1938. Well, they recorded on and off during the 1940s, but here we are finding ourselves in a tavern somewhere in 1948, and they're together again recording for the Downbeat label, which would soon morph into Swingtime Records. This one was recorded in L.A. on June 28, 1948, and if you look at the 78 RPM record label, it reads, Joe Turner featuring Pete Johnson at the 88. And it's another song about winos, baby. This one's called Wino Baby Boogie. Big Joe Turner sounding as fine as wine as we feature wine on this week's Juke in the Back. I'm your jukebox operator saying to you, barkeep, what's keeping you? Keep pouring drinks. Here we go with Big Joe. Take it away, baby.
I got one eye on my pistol and the other eye on my trunk. I don't mind spending my money, but please don't take it all. Don't mind spending my money, but please don't take it all. Well, leave me a little bit, baby, so I can have myself a ball. Well, you must think maybe those $20 bills grows on trees. You must think those $20 bills, baby, grows on trees. Pick them up and throw them around like you do autumn leaves. And see. You don't know what you're doing, baby. You better ask somebody. Wake up and see. I want to know just how big a fool you think a man can be. One of these times, I ain't gonna be asleep. Be waking up on you. Yeah.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear him on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
No women, baby, you got a problem. That's Mr. Google Eyes, spinning off of OK Records from 1951. Now, as strange as it may seem, he was not born with the name Mr. Google Eyes. He was born Joe August in New Orleans back in 1931 and began his recording career at the tender age of 15 in 46. He was signed to Columbia in 48 and they issued a handful of singles on their OK subsidiary. None of them charted. He kept his career going throughout the 1950s as he moved up to New Jersey and started working some of the New York clubs, most notably Birdland. But by the early 60s, Mr. Google Eyes had faded from sight. No wine, no women, somebody's got to go. You are in a predicament, man. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and this week Miss Rosie is serving up some generous pours of wine, wine, wine as we feature Rhythm and Booze. And up next, I wasn't sure if I wanted this to happen. I don't know if we've gotten to that point yet where it's time to pull out the alligator wine. I think we probably should wait a little longer, but Miss Rosie is insisting that we uncork this magical, mystical fermentation. It comes from the pen of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller and explodes from the mouth of Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Also spinning off OK from 1958, on our Wine, Wine, Wine program, here's Screamin' Jay Hawkins getting all hopped up on alligator wine. This is the Juke in the Back.
Take the blood out of an alligator! to cough and sneeze. You gotta scream like an eagle. You gonna roar like a mountain lion. When you get finished drinking good old alligator wine. Alligator wine. Your porcupine is gonna make your mind. You never thought you could. You gotta drink my magic potion, and your bloodshot eyes is gonna shine. You'll be a slave forever to my alligator wine. Alligator wine! Oh, alligator wine! It's gonna make you mine. Alligator wine.
You got to make up your mind between me and your cherry wine. You got to make up your mind between me and your cherry wine. If you don't and give it up, I know I'm wasting my time. Baby, I love you so, but the cherry wine has got to go. You say you love me 'cause I'm so sweet, but the cherry wine must have me beat. Soon find you cross some railroad track. Wine, 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 sweet wine all the time. You're gonna have to choose between a me and your cherry wine. Your belly thinks your throat's been cut. Wine, 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 sweet wine all the time. You're gonna have to choose between a me and your cherry wine. You're gonna have to choose between a me and your cherry wine.
Little Esther waxing that for Federal Records 1953 and Cherry Wine. Baby, she's making you choose between her and your cherry wine. Now, Esther, can't we have it both ways? I mean, I don't understand why we can't just do a little of this and a little of that. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. She insists it's her or the bottle. These are decisions I never like to make. And there are some concoctions that I just don't want to try. Alligator Wine by Screamin' Jay Hawkins being one of them. When you hear those ingredients, I go running. But Miss Rosie just gave me the ultimatum. It's either her and the alligator wine or nothing. So looks like I'll be sipping before I start a tipping. Next up, we move into what is traditionally a dessert wine, but sometimes you just got to drink it any time of the day. Talking about port. Bill Samuels and the Cats in Jammer 3 had a big number 5 R&B hit with port wine at the end of 1946. It was their second and final charting record. The Cats in Jammer 3 consisted of Bill Samuels on piano, Adam Lambert on guitar,
and Sylvester Hickman on bass. They were hotter than anything in Chicago, and in early 1946 they had a big number three record with I Cover the Waterfront. Their recording career burnt out fast, and so Bill Samuels started the Cats and Jammer Lounge in Chicago, where I bet he served port wine. Let's hear Port Wine now from the end of 1946, spinning off of Mercury Records, as we feature Rhythm and Booze, Wine, 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 this week on The Juke in the Back, your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Pour the port, baby.
I got to have it. I got to have it. I got to have it. Port wine, port wine, port wine so fine. I woke up this morning and I could hardly keep from crying. I woke up this morning and I could hardly keep from crying. 'Cause that double-dealing woman had cut out with all my wine. Now do you want to see me happy? Do you want to see me be a real good sport? Do you want to see me happy? Do you want to see me be a real good sport? Just give me lots of loving and keep me full of port. That she loved me, that she'd always treat me fine. But she took away my loving, and she stole my last drink of wine. Now she tells me that wine is no good, that it would surely drive me mad. So reserve me a room in the bughouse, 'cause it's the best drink I ever had. Port wine and a woman is just about killing me. They're about to make me blow my top, and it fills me with misery. Port wine's just about killing me. Port wine, and the woman is just about killing me. They're about to make me blow my top, and it fills me with misery.
time.
Cause when I get it, I feel so doggone fine.
Oh, baby, we're digging the white port and lemon juice. Those are the Bel Airs. Featuring Donald Woods on lead vocal, you might remember Woods for the gut-wrenchingly sad Death of an Angel, which came out later in the year 1955. The Bel Airs had changed their name to the Vel with a V, Bel Airs, so as to not be confused with another Bel Airs group. They hailed from Los Angeles, and Donald Woods was originally in the Medallions, but he and Vernon Greene didn't get along, so he split and formed the Bel Airs. Now, another song about white port and lemon juice was out at the same time, and those two records were competing with each other. This other group was from Berkeley, California, and went by the name The Four Deuces. Instead of calling their record White Port Lemon Juice, they abbreviated it to WPLJ. It spins off Music City Records, and it really has become a classic, baby. So get your white port ready, and get that lemon ready to be squeezed, because here we go with another White Port Lemon Juice. It's WPLJ. The Four Deuces singing about wine, wine, sweet wine on this week's Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Well, I said, WPLJ, it really tastes good to me. Oh, 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 WPLJ, won't you take a drink with me? It's a good, good wine. It really makes you feel so fine.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Well, I went to the store when I opened up the door. I said, please, please, please give me some more.
White port and lemon juice.
Oh, 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 oh.
White port and lemon juice.
White port and lemon juice. Ooh, what'll do to you?
The
W is a white, the P is a port, L is a lemon, and the J is Jude.
White port and lemon juice.
Ho, 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 ho. White port and lemon juice.
White port and lemon juice.
White port and lemon juice. Ooh, what'll do?
I've got plenty of loving and I've got plenty of wine.
White port and lemon juice.
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 White port and lemon juice. Ooh, what'll do to you?
You, 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 you.
Well,
white port and lemon juice. White port and lemon juice. White port and lemon juice. White port and lemon juice.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week it's Rhythm and Booze, and we're featuring Wine, Wine, Wine. So let's hear another wine song from Winonia Mr. Blues Harris. This one was later in his career and was recorded on the 30th of November, 1954, in Cincinnati for King Records. It's one of his lesser-known ballad songs called Wine, Wine, Sweet Wine. And it's this week's Great 78. Here's Winonia Mr. Blues Harris.
Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure have been a friend of mine. When all my friends left me, you stuck by me all the time. Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure can make a man change his mind. Every time I leave the woman in love, you make me try one more time. A friend in need, is surely a friend indeed. Since I met you, sweet wine, you're the only friend I'll ever need. Wine, sweet wine, sweet wine, sweet wine. You're the only friend that I can find. And when I need consolation, I can call on you anytime. Any old time.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Dig this show with these prayers. That's it. Look, it's a little ice prayer.
Jimmy Binkley and his combo. And baby, he's demanding it. He's got to have it. Wine, wine, wine. Man, oh man. That's basically been the theme of this week's entire show as we feature Rhythm and Booze. Wine, wine, wine. I'm your old Rockola jukebox operator and wine consumer, Matt the Cat. And as far as I know, Jimmy Binkley only recorded two singles for Checker Records. That one was from 1954. Checker released a second single called You Made a Boo-Boo in 56. Prior to Checker, Binkley recorded two sides for the Chance label under the name Jimmy Binkley's Jazz Quintet. This next cat had a long and storied career, even if he only scored a couple hit records. I'm talking about the great Marvin Phillips. Oh yes, he was the Marvin in Jesse and Marvin with Jesse Belvin, and Marvin and Johnny with Various Johnnies. some not even named Johnny. He's best remembered today for Marvin and Johnny's Cherry Pie, which didn't even chart. But of all the group names, I love this one. From 1952, when Marvin was on Specialty Records, he called his group Marvin Phillips and the Men from Mars. And with this one, he's doing it up just for the wine. It's Wine Woogie, Marvin Phillips and the Men from Mars, featuring Wine, Wine, Wine on this week's Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now let's woogie.
Bartender, please give me a drink of wine. Bartender, please give me a drink of wine. If you do that for me, it'll make me feel real fine. Wine woogie, oh, wine woogie. Wine woogie, oh, wine woogie. Wine woogie, 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 it makes me feel so fine. Well, elderberry, port and cherry, mulberry, too. Salafine, and Galloway, and three star, too. Bartender, nobody else can. Wine woogie, oh, wine woogie. Wine woogie, 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 it makes me feel so fine. Wine woogie, wine woogie, wine woogie, wine woogie.
Get in. I took a dollar bill and I made a beeline. The nearest John and got a fifth of wine.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day. Boys, did we have a ball? The cats gave a party the other night. Everyone there got high as a kite. A big bad cop they called Big Ben. Down the door and came barging in.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day. Boys, did we have a ball? Feeling fine. Hey, Miss Susie, have you got some more wine? I didn't come here to make a social call. Let the good time roll and let's have a ball.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day. Boys, did we have a ball? Go to the corner and then turn right. They pour out the stuff till morning till night. I don't feel bad and don't feel fine. Stop at the corner and get a fifth of wine.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day.
Drank a bottle of wine last night.
Spudio day. Boys, did we have ball. That stuff didn't do me none at all. I walked on home, groovy and low. I got a feel for wine and I got that glow.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Sporty old man.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Sporty old man.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Sporty old man. Boys, didn't we have a ball?
Stick McGee and his spuddy-oddy buddies telling you the truth, baby. Drank up all the wine last night from his third session for Atlantic Records. That was, of course, the immediate follow-up to his big number two smash hit, Drinking Wine Spuddy-Oddy, which came out in the early spring of 1949. Drank Up All the Wine Last Night was recorded in October of 49. Unfortunately, it failed to chart because, well, nobody likes to hear that the wine has run out.
Well, it's a good thing the show's over, Matt the Cat, because we done run out of wine.
Oh, well, that includes me too. That is some bad news, Miss Rosie. You know, Stick was born Granville McGee, and his older brother Brownie, the famous blues singer, is actually playing guitar on that record, as he did on Wine Spuddy-Oddy as well. Well, like Miss Rosie said, the show is over, and it's a good thing because apparently the wine has run out.
Oh, mercy!
I hope you enjoyed this installment of Rhythm and Booze, all about wine. I'd like to dedicate this show to Miss Mary Beth, who knows where the wine came from and where it's going. Be sure to check back for future shows about whiskey, rum, gin, and bartenders, and the like. Until then, this is Matt the Cat saying to you, soul is a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Well, just in case you didn't believe that Stick McGee drank up all the wine last night, I've got Big J. McNeely here to close down the show and confirm that all that wine is gone. This one was recorded in January of 1951 and issued on the Imperial label. He's using his newly acquired vocal group, Three Dots and a Dash, featuring the young Jesse Belvin on lead vocal, and this is Jesse's first time on record. So let's close it down, lock the doors, and hope the wine truck comes again tomorrow. Until then, bottoms up, and I'll catch you on that flip side. Bye-bye.
All that wine is gone.
All that wine is gone.
Oh, elderberry.
All that wine is gone.
But wild, baby.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.